Ryan really became famous because of his fight to go to school. When Ryan was diagnosed, they only gave him 3 to 6 months to live. So at that time, I thought every cough, every fever, I was worried about whether it was going to be the last. And I really didn't think he'd ever be healthy enough to go to school. But as he started getting healthy and he started gaining his weight, he started asking Mom. He said, Mom, he said, I want to go to school. He said, I want to go visit my friends. I want to see my friends. And so I really kind of put him off for a while. And finally, he just said, you know, Mom, I want to go to school. I want to go visit. And so it was a long process. I mean, we had to go through almost a year and a half. He didn't go to school for probably about a year and a half, and he was worried about taking the seventh grade over again. He didn't want people to think he was dumb because he was a very smart, intelligent kid. And so it was a long process through court hearings. We thought it would take one court hearing, and we'd have all these medical experts in, so to speak, and everybody would be educated. But it didn't happen that way. It was really bad. It was, people were really cruel. People said he had to be gay. He had to have done something bad or wrong, or he wouldn't have got it. Or God's punishment. We heard the God's punishment a lot, you know, that somehow, some way he's done something he shouldn't have done, or he wouldn't have got AIDS.